Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program is Paola Connect, a certified leadership, transformational, and self-development coach, offering insights from 15 years of work in leading-edge global corporations, including Viatris and Syngenta. Connect is dedicated to helping people transform their professional and personal lives. She's the founder of My Mind Power Coaching and Consulting and author of the new book, The Success Mindset, Take Back the Leadership of Your Mind. And Paola, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we certainly do appreciate your time and coming out. Looking forward to hearing from you today, Paola. So when people hear the word success, most of us picture Hollywood stars, famous athletes, or business gurus living the good life, if you will. But you say this view of success can be quite harmful. How so? Let's start there today.
Well, Eric, if you looked at the world today, I mean, we all have been preset to believe on certain standards of success, right? Get a job, earn money, get a family, buy the latest technological gadget, buy certain brands to be considered successful, right? So people enter into a sort of race, a competition between each other, who's getting more, who's getting the best car, the best clothes, etc. And social media has done nothing but to, I think it has amplified the problem. Now we have access to influencers and all sorts of personalities that also sell their lifestyle. But if you think about it, or what has been the consequence after living already at least a decade in this race, and now with social media also perpetuating this, you still find that people is more anxious than ever. And even if you do reach that goal of success or that mark, you still feel empty. I have seen it in the business world. People that have reached the so-called milestone of success are still feeling empty inside. They think something is missing in their life. And so I challenge this view. I think that this throws you in a spiral of never-ending consumption and at the end, emptiness, because you realize that the more you get, the your goals or your inner satisfaction or your joy is not being fulfilled. So when you ask why, I believe it's because we have defined success in the wrong way. We define it based on external expectations and not based on the core, on an internal drive or of what is really meaningful for my life, what brings me really joy and do really what for me is joyful and brings me really peace and fulfillment.
Well, you certainly made some strong points right there. I'd have to agree with you 100% on that, the way people view success, and social media is cranking that up to another level. I agree with that as well. Now, how can we go about defining a vision for our own life? That is certainly a great place to turn that mindset around.
Well, actually, to find a vision is not so complicated as sometimes we think of. When we see the greatest leaders of all time, take, I don't know, Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, they look great to us. It seems to us that what they reached was unattainable. But if you really think about it, they started from just following a dream. They just wanted to see a different world. They started with probably a desire. If you take the example of Nelson Mandela, for example, he did not have a vision when he was a kid that he wanted to be the president of South Africa, for example. He started with a desire to see a transformation in the back then, the South African society, in the apartheid era, to see equality among people, despite the race or the color of their skin, etc. So he had this, and this drive, that internal drive, just pulled him into doing certain activities that ultimately led him to really be in a position where he could fulfill that dream, and basically that became the vision of his life. So I think we can start small. We can start with just thinking what we really love to do, what gives our life meaning, and then asking a step forward question, what of the things that I love and gives my life meaning also contributes to make a positive change in the world? What can I do about it? And then when you start to tie these knots together, these dots, you can eventually arrive to a certain destination or life task that basically represents your vision. So you just need to be very aware of what you love to do, what are the activities that drive you, and what pulls you basically instead of pushes you, and little by little you tie the dots and find your vision eventually.
Of course, having a vision is so important, and you made some good strong points right there. Now, what would keep us from making our goals a reality, and how can we get back on track when we kind of lose our way?
Well, this is actually connected to your vision, right? When you know where you want to go, when you have a clear picture where do you want to go, it becomes fairly easy to trace back and develop some mini steps that you say, okay, I don't know, if I want to lose 20 kilos, for example, I can start with an exercise plan, and today I can plan to run 30 minutes and increase my time towards the days. But if you don't know what you want or what you want to achieve, that makes it hard, right? So the first thing is to be very clear about what you want to achieve. And if you miss the track, just take a look of what you are doing. If you're procrastinating it, understand why. Sometimes it's because we are afraid to reach that goal, or maybe it was set too high and you just need to break down that goal into mini steps that are easier to do. For example, defining every day to do a small task to reach a bigger goal, that will certainly help you in getting back on track. So first, the awareness that you have lost track, and the second, to take immediate actions doing smaller steps at a time.
I'm sure you've inspired some people even talking about this topic, and really good to have you on the program today. We are joined by Paula Kinect, the founder of My Mind Power Coaching and Consulting, and author of the new book, The Success Mindset, Take Back the Leadership of Your Mind, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, in your book, you explain that saying no can be your best ally. Tell us more about that.
Right. So, you know, I see no as it's really your best friend when you want to set priorities. We are often raised, and especially in cultures where you tend to be with big social groups, to please everybody, and saying no becomes very hard, to say no to your boss or to your colleagues based on, you know, perceptions of, oh, they will dislike me, they will not invite me again, or they will think I'm not helpful. But if you really think about it, saying no is simply setting priorities. Saying no is the voice of what you really want to do, of your true nature. So we should lose the fear of saying no. Because people, I think, at the end will respect you when you're honest in your approach, and if you can set your priorities straight, and it will help you for people to respect your time, but also for yourself to get an understanding of where are your priorities lying. And so that's one way. And the other is accepting no. is also a great ally because we don't like to hear a rejection from others, right? So it is a two-way direction. And the best thing to deal with rejection from others is understanding the logic behind their setting. Their priorities is nothing personal. It often comes from a external situation or something completely foreign to yourself. So the best thing is to say, okay, I gotta know how do I hit the next yes and move forward. Don't take it personal. So I think that's how we see the world now, as a compass, and that sets priorities and also keeps us focused in getting results.
Yes, saying no and knowing how to say no and when to say no is so important. That is one of our best allies for sure. And you stay in control of most of your day and your priorities and stay on track for sure. One more question for you before we conclude. What's the one piece of advice you hope readers take away from your book, again, titled The Success Mindset?
Most of all is that you do have the power to redefine your own success. You really have everything in you to take back basically what belongs to you, which is the decision, the choice of leading your life the best possible way, a way that resonates with you, with your vision, with your life purpose, to surround yourself with people that are meaningful for you and really shape that path towards what you really want to achieve in life, and be careful around the distractors, which is other people's life, what we see a lot in the outside world, in social media. So keep focused on really what are your life priorities and you can eventually reach really what you were meant to do.
And that is exactly what it's all about, living out what we are supposed to do on earth. And Paola, we thank you for joining us here today to kind of help give us a wake-up call in those regards. Where can listeners get more information on My Mind Power Coaching and consulting your service there, as well as pick up the book, The Success Mindset?
Yeah, sure. If you just look, if you just Google me, Paola Knes, The Success Mindset, you can find it in Amazon. You can follow my social media just by looking after my name, Paola Knes, and you will find all my social media there or on my Mind Power webpage is www.mymindpower.com.
Well, we certainly do appreciate your joining us here today. Really good information and insight shared. Again, folks, it is my-mindpower.com. Paola, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It was a pleasure having this conversation together.
It certainly was, and you're more than welcome to come back anytime. We've been speaking with Paola Knes, the founder of My Mind Power Coaching and Consulting and author of the new book, The Success Mindset, Take Back the Leadership of Your Mind. And for all the details, once again, visit my-mindpower.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.